The title of this mini-podcast is Reasons. I had a visitor from the grasshopper one weekend as I was sitting outside. He said, "Nature doesn't care about reasons." I wrote it down, but I had to let it sit for a while before I could make any sense of it. I then thought about the absurdity of giving nature a reason for destroying it. The reason I'm polluting your stream is that so we can have a place to put our toxic waste runoff that we aren't allowed to put anywhere else. Also, it's legal. Lest you think this is a rant about the environment, please listen on. A reason won't gain you absolution. What you did is what you did. It's a fact. Reasoning away the facts doesn't remove the facts. It's like trying to get rid of a tattoo. There will always be some kind of remnant. Your reason doesn't work on human nature either. Just because you won the argument because you could reason better doesn't mean that there wasn't damage done by your reasoned away actions. We've become a reason-based society where just about anything we can do can be reasoned away, justified. The people you're reasoning to don't care about your reasons. They want acknowledgement of what you did, period. It's so easy to go into reason mode. We do it all the time. I'm sure it'll never be eradicated, and frankly, that's not the goal. The goal is to notice how often we attempt to reason away our behavior rather than acknowledge it. The focus of attention on behavior rather than excuses creates a mindset of personal responsibility that we build on each time we choose not to give a lame excuse. Just observe yourself today about to reason something away, and you'll know firsthand how widespread the decay. We pollute our life with reasons that keep our offending actions in place. Notice how quickly you can come up with a reason not to take any action on this offense to yourself and to human nature. Will you reason away again today, or will you notice that there's no excuse that works? All the best, John.